Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
How I am. Hello and welcome to Shelter Peter. I'm Sheldon Peters here. On today's show, we will be discussing about broadcast status of will probably be scrapped. And I'm going to tell you for field stock update ahead of Chris Luxon since press conference and a huge tech server being announced by David Seaman. That's all coming up in Shelter PDF for today. Right now, first song I'm playing for is... It is Pick Ya by Kesa on Jazzopedia on Arrow FM. There was Mm-hmm. Well, was picking up by KSI on Jadapedia on Arrow EVM. Media. For media, give me guys a mess of all but confirmed. What the God stands if I do will be scrapped. The government is actually considering the future of a Ufaro to first establish in 1999 after determined jurisdiction over online broadcaster for platform. Both at the New Zealand First said the body should have been banned. Asked about the issue by the photo at a public meeting in Waikanae Wednesday. Yesterday, Paul Goldsmith laid out three options Kiwi will fight it as it is with the Viroscope, all scrapping it entirely. Goldsmith told the meeting the government will probably land on a third option. Speaking to News Talk TV afterwards, Goldsmith said that was his preferred options. Goldsmith said, we haven't made any final decision yet, but that's one of the three options, and that's where I'm leaning at for the moment, and become arbitrary as to who's covered and who's not covered. So I think probably a tighter solution is to refer to the Media Council-style arrangement. A Media Council is a self-regulatory body funded by major media organisations to rule on fairness, accuracy and decency, unlike the BSA, which holds no legal powers. Goldsmith asked if while no formal decisions had been made, it was fair to say scrapping for authority was the direction the government was going as fast right, he said. He wouldn't put a time frame on when those decisions would be made. Yesterday's comments are the strongest indications so far federal authority won't survive. The platform versus the BSA, the issue came to hear this month when the BSA World Jurisdiction to consider a complaint against Sean Plunkett's platform. A complaint took issue with Plunkett describing Tikana Murray as Momo Jumbo. But before considering the merits of a complaint for a fighter had to first determine whenever it had jurisdiction, the BSA deemed it was required all consider broadcasting at complaints about the platform's live talkback program because the program is at definitions of broadcasting. At At the same time, Phil Friday said he has not found a transition over on demand kind of like in likes of Netflix, Apple TV, Prime Video, Disney Plus, YouTube, or other OTT entities on streaming content for New Zealand audiences, not of a personal online content posted or live streamed by individuals. Plunkett Reid shares his decision claiming Parliament didn't attempt to BSA to cover online broadcasts when the law was written in 1995 as they didn't exist. News of First Wednesday Peter also said the decision saying it was bordering on fascist and he called a BSA to be scrapped and also criticised the decision. Had also criticized his decision. And also criticized the decision having earlier lodged a private man's failed to disestablish a BSA. The BSA, you're right, BSA is for the fascist households. Those who want to prioritize racism over equality because we want to promote equity in the broadcasting system. Because we want to be fair, because I just actually find out that broadcasting Santa Friday is not actually a fair or what's been worth doing something unfair for. The whole time has been a savage idea and I can't wait to be a say, to be eradicated and gone burn up in hell. Right now, I'm going to play one of my Lady Gaga featured Doji on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM.
No matter what, no matter what, you got to strut.
Whoa, I'm feeling fab, I'm feeling free, I feel exceptionally. Hate all you want, but I'm dangerous, you're gonna burn your tongue with this tea. Might show up late, might be on time, just wait, I'm coming to you. This paparazzi routine, bitch, I came to be seen. Yes, serve a little sass, yes, with a little side of ass. Yes, got the front row screaming, okay, okay. Yes, do a little twirl, yes, let them know I'm that girl. Yes, Monday through Sunday, I can turn a dance floor into a runway. Monday through Sunday, I can turn a dance floor into a runway. Monday through Sunday, I can turn a dance floor into a runway. I can turn a dance floor into a runway. Tell them make room, my body's the entree. I can turn a mad hoe into a fan. Cameras flashing, lights on, fuck it up. Click, 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 everywhere I go. Get it, can't get me, face card froze. Never gon' see me waiting at the door, no. Get out the way, ho.
Yes, serve a little sad, yes, with a little side of ass, yes,
got the front row screaming, okay, okay,
yes, do a little twirl,
yes, let them know I'm that girl,
yes,
Monday through Sunday, I can turn a dance floor into a runway. Dance floor into a runway. Monday through Sunday, I got to dance floor into a runway.
Best one right by. Best one right by Lady Gaga featuring Doechii on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. For Lady's Cameron Uptown a few stocks. Ready to me at 5 by Brits Corners with Prime Minister Chris Larson later this afternoon. Luxury Press Conference will be on at half past two because the update on feedstock will show what the levels of price across across petrol, diesel and jet fuel as of Saturday night. The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment on Monday. Kevin Fed for evening on last Wednesday, New Zealand had 12.5 days petrol in country and 29.7 days of diesel and 25.1 days of jet fuel. With more fuel on water, many ships coming to New Zealand within the next 3 weeks, New Zealand's stock of petrol set at 59.7 days with 49.191 days of diesel and 50.7 days of jet fuel. The latest update shows natural fuel stocks remain stable with sufficient stock levels across petrol, diesel and jet fuel, the ministry said at the time. It said the data showed a slight decrease across all fuel types since the last update on April 8th. Movements remain within expectation and show normal patterns. Larson earlier this week said fuel importers were highly confident. About future orders, Telly News Talk CBS, Mike Hoskin briefings, Fed have orders going into mid-May and beyond. Very finance are finding alternative sources quite it's coming at a price obviously, which is a challenge for everybody. We get that. But by God, if we lose the bite, the biggest problem we've got for Prime Minister said. Don't worry, Chris Tuckson is trying the best to keep a picture of supply in check. Apparently we need to get more fuel and water supplies from Australia so we can get Kiwis more driving around more. Because I made a quote on the Sheldon Homeless will reopen because the US wants to cut it off and wants everybody to suffer consequences.
Business with 2 degrees today. The three T's are getting another hammering: timely, targeted and temporary. We've heard the mantra from the PM and the Finance Minister when explaining why there will be no cash splash to take the pain out of rising fuel prices for everyone. The International Monetary Fund, the world's last resort lender, is on the same song sheet in its latest report. The risk is budget blowouts, it says, as the global economy could enter recession. The IMF predicts that recession if oil prices persist at $125 a barrel into next year. That's not what oil futures indicate at this point, but we know how quickly that can change. So, the IMF declares in its World Economic Outlook today, where fiscal support is deemed to be necessary to protect the most vulnerable against extreme external shocks, it should be, everyone together now, targeted, timely and temporary. Those three T's are being recycled from our last major shock 18 years ago, when the global financial crisis spread the pain of risky lending on American homes to the entire banking system and markets generally. Then, that system needed more spending and more money in the hands of those on lower income consumers. This time, the need is for more certainty of supply for energy now and into the future. So maybe this time those three T's should really be backed up with four O's: overdue, overinvestment in getting us off oil. Well, that's us. Thanks to our partners, 2 Degrees Business.
Was everything's going to be okay? I hope the government is done to hear us because God's got a really, really, really trying to mess it on Grover hit. Looks like a former Uber Time Raider is joining his first party. He will be contested for Tuk-Tuk Literate. Because he wants products and cut back down on immigration. Because he is deeply an anti-immigrant. Right now, I'll be playing Corn. It is. Far away from me on Jadapedia on Arrow Event.
Life's falling away from me.
That was Flown Away for me by Quan on Chartopedia on Arrow, even. For the late 90s new metal classic, song came out in 1999 as part of... But this one, my 999 album, Issues. First, during the height of Korn's popularity, 99. right. Councils might soon receive a portion of GST collected on new construction in the areas, potentially adding tens of millions of dollars revenue off their coffers. Deputy Prime Minister and EPA leader David Seymour dropped the drawing hand of a policy. Long-term Bipartisan Party could form part of this year's budget. The policy decided to encourage councils to enable build of more homes by giving them financial incentive attached to new construction. Atkins cost of policy in 2023 at just over $5 billion over 4 years for gas pay based on the calculation returning half of GSC from new build homes to councils at a national college agreement committed by both to consideration of portion of GSC collected on new residential bills for councils, but agreement does not supply what portion will be shared. David Simmons spoke to Ryan Bradshaw today on the Hill Now when he discussed about the council's funding charges. One of the ways we're going to do that is by chance of a GSF as cleared by central government on construction with a local council. By the way, you give the money where it needs, because where we all need in places like Queensland and in places like Auckland, Seymour said. Pressed by Bradshaw on whatever, if this was happening, Seymour just said that it will come in the budget. There's a budget on May 28th, and details are still being mandated on, but there's commitment among parties that form the current government to introduce the ad-party GST sharing idea into budget for Seymour said. As when the version of would-be new-build homes, Seymour said the concept of a tax charge was reduced tax on construction activity. Seymour said while central government had a broad array of revenue options from GST to company tax to income tax, councils were wealthy constrained and have a levied income. Councils, I will give it as they have enormous obligations when development happens, but the revenue they get is relatively limited. I think there's an opportunity to change that, so when that go along, ask the council for consent, allow more development in our region. We've actually got our share in our revenue. Seaborg considered charge woman less money for her government and the city government might need small to accommodate for tax change. Government needs to get smaller and more efficient. There's no debate here, he said. And yeah, it's trying to say we want to get limited a return to government, which is either initially it will probably give more money into housing consent systems. And once more money get considered in the construction, it can build immediately. Because the college government's able to do a better job getting the things quicker, better than the last Labour government, which actually done nothing at all. Reno is saved up by Tom Dollar. Was saving up by Tom Dollar on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM. Did you know Digital British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he is actually fed up with Donald Trump because Donald Trump wants to take a pipe for being too liberal, being soft on crime. Did you know, in fact, Adolf Hitler or Benedict Mussolini, one of the worst dictators Europe, never did that to him. Only Donald Trump did. Now, the disagreement over the war in Iran has escalated in spectacular fashion, and the comments are how deeply each see the conflict and its impact. One social media, Trump said Leia was weak, captive to the radical left. Even suggested Leia somehow owed to his position to Trump, but publicly transferred towards Iran truly unacceptable. And pointed his flock to the biblical text and church doctrine on war and peace, explaining that his purpose is not about Trump at all. I'm not afraid of a Trump administration. They'll say travel to Africa or of speaking out loudly about the message of the gospel, which is what the church works for. As a speaker involving the world's two biggest megaphones, both held by Americans for the first time, here's how they got to this point. Before the papacy, Robert Pifos did not mince words. When Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, the future pope was a bishop in Peru. He did not shy away from assigning clear blame to Moscow. On the previous week, expression Pifos described an imperialist invasion in which Russia wants to reconquer territory for reasons of power given by Ukraine's strategic location. The club received an Italian media suit after he was elected Pope in May 5, 2025. In early 2025, Finn Cardinal Prevost used social media to share news analysts that criticized his vice president J.D. Vance, a Confederate Catholic, which has fine harsh immigration policy by arguing that Christianity sets the pecking order of caring for others, pointing one's family, immediate community, and fellow citizens above foreigners. In fact, the Lutheran Party actually prioritized foreigners more than own family values. J.D. Vance is wrong. J just doesn't ask us to rank our love for others. Reefer Hillard fed with Federal Pope shared, Caliber Federal comment often in the local media, but some achieve considerable influence, but for fear rarely have I detailed about the public policy and politics. Many stick to the broad statements about church doctrine and values and avoid taking stance odds with individual politicians. With his comments in Peru, Venice retweeted as a cardinal in Rome, profile showed he kept abreast of the world's affairs and willing to be quiet in his critiques. Trump celebrated a great honor of Pope's latest election. What he said, Cardinal. Congratulations to Cardinal Robert Father Pifos. He was just a Pope. Trump was a truth social on May 25th. It is such an honor to realize what he's the first American Pope and what excitement we're doing, by the way, too. And why that great honor our country. I work for the media of popular XIV. It will be a meaningful moment. Trump. Trump liked to sit at the White House Fed where little birds are prized and very happy with Leo's selection. By Monday, he was the true social Democrat for Leo's selections. It wasn't on any list to be by, it was only put forward by the church because he wasn't an American and what for that it would be the best way to deal with President Donald J. Trump. Here's the context. Trump sees Leo in terms of nationalistic pride and royalty. The media talk towards meeting Leo. Something still hasn't happened. Briefly, the stable price of power and celebrity, even when it was isn't a natural political fit. Fever Trump. Trump does not take reflect any nuisance about Leo's origins and America's relationship with the U.S. For college cardinals historically has feared the U.S. with some skepticism, especially how Washington's military and economic policies have affected the world, especially poor nations, and general reluctance to grant the papacy to someone from the world's preeminent superpower. Leo grew up but was educated, being ordinated in the U.S., but spent decades as a church leader elsewhere, including poor areas of South America. He was less American of Americans, said Stephen Miller, a professor at Chicago's Catholic Theological Unit, where young Leo earned his Master of Divinity from a South Pope Leo's reflected church teachings of war and peace. What is it? Prayers will be with you at all for first grade of a risen Christ, for good shepherd who gave his life for the flock of God. Therefore, Leo's feast was one for balcony St. Peter's. When he returned from Logica for his first Sunday blessing, he addressed the rush war on Ukraine, violence between Israel and Gaza, declaring a world war and peace. On following Monday, Leo opened an audience with journalists quoting Jesus in a Sermon on the Mount. Jesus complained, "Blessed are the peacemakers." The pontiff said, "Leo said his sermon and all emphasize prayers. As a such major seizures and preferred as a likely theme to for his privacies. Any measures of Ukraine, Russia, Israel and Palestine affirmed his willingness to go beyond feeling and a pride doctrine what is happening to the people around the world. Pope was careful what about any US brand and what he said. Just as important as was his opening papal statements on peace with the languages for polyglot Leo used. None English. At his introduction to the world from St. Peter's Square, Leo opened to the Italian and then used Spanish to address Peruvian Catholics and citizens where he serves. Leo's Sunday president was in Italian. He briefly greeted journalists assembly in English with the obvious inflection of a Chicago native, but then quickly transitioned to Italian for his remarks. Even in recent encounters with reporters, Leo has opened in Italian before then answering in English. Latin and Italian are the official languages of the Vatican, so there's no surprise. Leo speaks a local Fincola. But it's a conscious choice for him to use a fluent Italian and Spanish at Anglican schools, why that he's been a leader of global institutions with 1.4 billion followers. He don't want to be perceived, I think, as coming from Americans, like all rely on his authority as American, said Catholic University Professor Wimber Berry. He wants to speak in the name of a church. Holy Week and Easter, we revealed as a chance on what faith said Trump escalated threats to around Easter when Christians are by the story of Jesus' resurrection. Leo used his Palm Sunday message to call Jesus the King of Peace and say God does not listen to the prayers of those who wage war, but rejects him, saying, even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Trump welcomes conservative religious leaders to the White House for the holy week of Jesus. His spiritual father, Paul White, compared to a president to Jesus, saying that both persecuted figures who endured. And Leo watched the feet of others as the story of last summer recalls Jesus during his discourse, speaking to reporters. Leo named Trump, donating for the first time, said he hoped the president would seek an off-ramp in Iran. On Easter, threatened widespread bombing of Iran's civilian infrastructure and eradication of civilization. Failure of quarter threat, dryly unacceptable. Fear the context. Fear starkly different viewpoints and personalities combined with a gravity of Iran war finally stripped away from any pretense or possibility that Trump and Leo could avoid engaging directly. Trump's threatening popular as a domestic political row, what they said on Trump's post Sunday, blasting Leo as weak. Among other things, the president said, I do not want privacy questions as the president of the United States because I'm doing exactly what is related in a landslide to do. Trump's Twitter 50 was by no means a landslide. He had a natural focus on better by a great prime and not a politician. Leo, meanwhile, said again he is not speaking as a politician. They put my message on the same place as what the president had attempted to do here. I think it's not understanding to the message of the gospel as Leo told the social press about a paper flight to Algeria. And I'm sorry to hear that, but I will continue what I believe is the mission of a church in the world today. Context is all real. It is for rare exercise for the papacy. Those occupants often comment on global affairs without specifically naming secular politicians. And while Trump routinely lashes out as anyone perceives as an enemy, these dynamics are uncommon for the president too. First of all, Trump speaking of fight who someone does not consider the president's terms and faces no mesh political pressure to do so. No one wise for Marx get a huge backlash, even from a diehard supporter who elected him. So, he is saying Trump has gone too far. I think that's Donald Trump gone too far. You need to cut data through OTEC. Otherwise, you're going to lose the midterm elections, Donald Trump. Right now, I am going to play Trump Vice. It is over by Andrew McQuarrie on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM.
In the sky, there's a silhouette. Illuminate us now. Reaching. Us down to the end, oblivion. Been waiting for the sky to drown. Let me in, rise again.
Wake us, holy, lead me through. nothing pulls us down till the end, oblivion.
That was Oblivion by Andrew Medic on Chaudapedia on Arrow FM. Right now, the event of the day is the earliest evidence of human presence in Ireland is dated at 12800 BC. Because the Irish people are mostly a mix of homemouths with hunter-gatherers, but if anything, if I'm saying homemouths are step ancestry. Because his DNA remains unchanged for many thousands of years, even in the WKO culture, the most DNA mostly states that it's a resource, but later genetic and they will probably create for Gaelic people and like King says, rapid genetic influx. Especially in the parts of Ireland, especially the Anglo-Saxons, Vikings, and Anglo-Mormons, all contributed significantly to the Irish DNA. Others will be predominantly Gaelic. Did you know five lost? Did you know that it was the Danish government has come to the end after 16 years right after he was defeated by opposition Peter Mayerga, who has been Victor Orban's closest ally. It'll be a generational change because younger voters will probably fed up with Victor Orban's pro-Russian and slightly unfair turn real tick. It said he banned LGBTQ rights. And even Victor Orban got support from Donald Trump, he still lost the elections. Hopefully Fedora can accept he will serve in opposition. Right, that's it for Shadow Peter. I will see you next Wednesday. This is Shadow Peter on Arrow FM.